Bicycles play a prominent role in the social action called Ride to the End. Army veteran Jacob George, a three-tour vet of Afghanistan, decided after his military service was complete that he would ride his bicycle across the country until the United States was out of Iraq and Afghanistan. George and now some others continue that ride. A local effort to help finance the ride has emerged. Next week, there will be a CD release party for a new 23-track disc of area poets, songwriters, and musicians singing or speaking about peace. Proceeds from the sales of the CD will be directed toward the Ride to the End. Many of the poets and musicians featured on the compact disc will perform at Arcega's Coffee House on Crossover Wednesday night. Earlier this month, two of the organizers of and performers on the CD, Stephen Koger and Kelly Mulholland, discussed the CD. Kelly says he was intrigued by Jacob George's approach to telling people his story.
I was very, very interested in his mission already and had helped orchestrate a few things through the Omni Center. And then I got a call from Stephen, and he kind of was twisting my arm to see about doing this compilation CD. So it's really Stephen that got this ball rolling, and somehow or another I said yes. And so it all started, and it was just so exciting. The whole thing took place in less than like 4 days, and we just had this marathon recording session.
Were all of these poems and songs recorded during that four-day period?
I believe there are two that were not, or three. But otherwise, yes.
On a sort of more immediate practical side, Jacob will be selling these Izzy bicycles around the country. I've uploaded them via CD Baby to iTunes and Amazon.com, and we'll be selling them there. All the proceeds from this are going to help Jacob buy food and supplies for his and his buddy's journey around the world.
In case people are not familiar with Jacob and the ride, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, he's from Danville, Arkansas, like me. We grew up playing Nintendo games together where we would actually kill Saddam Hussein in the desert. So we were on this trajectory for a long time, Kyle. And then, you know, he served three tours in Afghanistan and then came back and had trouble getting his GI Bill, and that sort of helped sort of wake him up from the sort of narrative that we're all taught every morning about how war is supposedly necessary. And then, you know, he got this idea for the bike ride after being a social work student at the university for a little while. And here we are. Now he's ridden over 2,200 miles. Is that right, Kelly? 2,200?
He is. Yeah, he's really dedicated. He's going to keep going.
The idea here is he's going to ride until the war is over.
Is over. Mm.
Have you talked to him? I mean, we are now in our second presidential administration with this war. Right. And I know there are deadlines, but... You know, a realist might say he might be riding for a while.
Yeah, that's a frightening thought. It seems like, you know, you never really know when these things end. Like, for instance, the Iraq War, they say that we're out, but we still have 50,000 soldiers there. Well, that's not really out. And I don't think Jacob would consider that out either. So, no, he's in this for the long haul. This is his life now. And he's very dedicated.
Kelly, Stephen, did you both contact the people who are on this CD?
It's mostly Stephen's. He came up with a good list, and then we added a few here and there, and a few didn't. But almost everybody's from right around here. That's one decision we made, is to keep it pretty much Fayetteville-based. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of the usual suspects, but almost all of them are new recordings of songs that have never been heard. You know, like, for instance, Emily Cates has been doing that Hey Little Foreign Country for a long time, but it's not on a CD.
And it's a cool balance of, like, intense and funny. Like, you can get the really heavy stuff and you can get the really fun stuff.
Yeah. It's a good balance. Yeah. And Stephen Koger.
Yeah, I was going to say, Stephen, you're on here.
Yeah, I do have a poem on there. It was real, real fun. Yeah.
And, of course, Donna wrote a song specially for the occasion.
Donna, your...
My partner, Donna, yes. Donna Stierna. And so she wrote a song for Jacob called Ride Till the End, which is kind of a synopsis of what he's been doing.
On the 26th, many of these people will be together to sing and read live.
The way it looks, it may be all of them. So far, the lineup is looking pretty complete. So we're going to be able to kind of... except for Jacob... And Spencer, and Ramsey, the riders, because obviously they're not even close.
Somewhere
to
in Florida right now, I think.
Right.
What do they do as they ride across the country? Hmm. I mean, they'll have these CDs with them now. What else? Yeah.
I guess they love to get involved in volunteer stuff. They went through New Orleans and did, I don't know, it was during the oil spill, and we're doing just all kinds of cleanup stuff there. They basically go into a town and find out whatever the volunteer opportunities are and then meet the most amazing people and then stay at the most amazing people's houses or put up a tent in their backyard and play music with them. And
I think they also seek out members of organizations such as Iraqi Veterans Against the War, people who are like-minded, who are also frustrated with the United States occupation of these countries, and tries to whip up a camaraderie with these folks.
Do you think the CD can do anything else? I mean, do you think someone might pick this up and change their mind, or do you think this is a CD that will probably get in the hands of people who are already where you guys are?
I think it could change somebody's mind. The poetry, especially on here, is the kind of thing that can really wake you up. There's some very moving things on here that, as many times of, when you record something, sometimes you get sick and tired of it by the time you're even done. But this is a very, very nice CD. I love the way it all came together. It's almost like magic because it happened so fast. Honestly, there was a lot of luck involved in the success of it. But yeah, I think it can really stir somebody up. And I think Jacob's story in just an awareness of what Jacob is doing can change somebody's mind too, because he's been there. He knows exactly what we're up to. Mm-hmm. And he has come back here and told us that this is not a solution, that we're going to have to get on a different track, and it has to stop.
And I feel like just so many people on this CD are reading with an Arkansas accent, and they're playing banjo, and it's kind of hard to deny that these are our neighbors, and these are our loved ones, and these are the people from Danville, Arkansas, or Fayetteville, or the person that did the cover art, Berta Gutierrez, is from El Salvador, but she's living in Springdale, so she's local now. And anyway, it just kind of shows us that everyone can feel this way, and that it's a legitimate sort of position to have. A pro-peace position is a legitimate one.
Stephen Koger and Kelly Mulholland are organizers behind the CD Peace from the Hills, featuring almost two dozen singers and poets. Proceeds from the CD will be directed toward the Ride to the End bicycle ride spearheaded by Army veteran Jacob George from Danville, Arkansas. He says he is riding his bicycle across the country until the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are over. A CD release event is scheduled for Wednesday night at Arcega's on Crossover in Fayetteville.